And Election Day, it's fast approaching, it's just a week away. But if you can't wait to cast your vote, or you won't be around on May 16th, you can vote today in the advance polls. Bruce Chalk is the province's chief electoral officer, who joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well, sir. How about you?
Not bad.
What do people need to know about the advance polls?
Well, we have 147 advance polls set up in the 40 districts throughout the province today, in approximately 88 different locations. If you want to vote, today would be the day to do it. If you're in your district, then just go to the advance poll location. They'll take you. If you're on the list, you'll just flow right through pretty quickly. If you're not on the list, they'll move you off to the side, get you through a registration table, get you registered, and then head you towards the polls.
What does it take to get registered? What do I need to have on hand?
Well, you should always bring some identification with you at the polls, which shows your current address and a photo ID if you have it with your current address. So if you just have your driver's license and that's current, that should be fine.
What about the complicating factor of students that may still be in and around Memorial University from elsewhere in the province, and their permanent address would be reflected in somewhere other than St. John's? Are they able to vote today?
Well, the students wouldn't be able, if they're not in their home district, then they wouldn't be able to vote at the advance polls. But they could go to one of our returning offices in the district, somewhere around, say, Memorial, or at our offices on Hallett Crescent, and vote by special ballot, which will continue today until 6 p.m.
Give us some idea of the special ballots this year versus 2015.
Special ballot process, not the process itself didn't really change. It was just the timelines have gotten drastically shorter. In 2015, there was you had the full length of the writ, which and 4 weeks prior, so you get upwards of approximately 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 6-7 weeks to vote, and this time we're down to 2 weeks. So they couldn't be done until nominations closed.
Remind the folks as to why the timelines changed with special ballots.
Well, there was a change in the legislation in 2017 as a result of a court case in 2011. As a result of that, the judge's decision was that the special ballot voting couldn't start until the close of nominations.
Because we were, in essence, having special ballots go out with just a party reflected versus the name of a nominated candidate. Remind the politicians what the rules are regarding where they can be and their interaction with people participating in an advance poll.
Right. So typically, on any polling day, we would have a 100-meter restriction around the polling station so that you can't vote, or sorry, you can't have put a display a sign or within 100 meters of the polling station. So the parties are usually pretty good about that. They know that they're there. Sometimes their volunteers are a little overzealous and stick one of the signs in too close, but the parties are really quick on coming back out and removing the sign when we ask them to.
People talk about campaign finance and potentially the need for reform. Give the folks listening this morning an idea how much a candidate can spend to win your vote.
Oh, well, the candidate at the district, it varies by district. So some of the larger districts would have about a spending limit of about $45,000. And some of the smaller ones, their limit would be at the minimum, which is, I believe, just a little over $16,000. So that would typically be something like Torngat, which would have a smaller, it would be on the floor of our spending limit. So it has a, there is a minimum that they can use.
How are we doing for staffing up for May the 16th, the number of volunteers required to operate these polling stations?
Well, they're not volunteers.
That's right. I should know that. I did it one time. I got paid, right?
Right. So, some of the districts are fine. They've got all their people in place. Other districts are always struggling. It usually tends to be some of the urban districts always have a problem getting fully staffed. But it takes a lot of people to run polling day and even advance polling day. Today on those particular polls, there's probably upwards of about 500 or 550 in the districts, plus the returning office staff, about another 160, plus additional people we have here in St. John's to process the advanced poll, probably another 30 people. So it's, 600 or 700 people working today alone. Next week, we're upwards of 4,000 people to run the run polling day.
It's and it's sometimes expensive and highly staffed a piece of our democracy. We appreciate your time this morning, Bruce. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Patty.
That's Bruce Schock. He's the province's chief electoral officer.